Welcome to ATS Mix.
I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
I'd also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
And this is the ATS Mix, and of course I am Johnny Anonymous. Dave?
I'm up here, John! I'm up here on the roof!
What the hell are you doing up onto the roof?
I'm trying to find the light!
Get down! Do you hear me?
What'd you say?
Get down! Do you hear me? Get off the roof!
Coming down! Hang on!
Well, for some reason, my co-host was up on the roof. We'll have to find out why he was up on the roof. Dave, are you off the roof now?
Hang on, John. I'm coming back.
Okay, all right, here I am. Jeez, man. I was up on the roof. I was having a good time. I had an anchor up there and was doing all kinds of neat things.
Oh, that's good. Did you see any UFOs?
Actually, no. I saw a pyramid.
Oh, that's good.
I have to say this.
All right.
You know, this is such a special show.
And you know, I know a lot of special people, too, that would probably enjoy this show.
I'm telling you, you know, it's bound to happen to Johnny and Dave. And I know those of you that hate the ATS Mix show are going to thrive in this one.
Well, you do know what our motto is here at AboveTopSecret.com.
Yes, deny ignorance. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen,
we embrace
gone to the dark side.
Boy, do we embrace it. Well, actually, you know, we cannot deny or confirm what you're going to be hearing.
No, we can't. But you know, we wouldn't have gotten this fantastic interview if it hadn't been for Springer.
Ah, so I guess we can blame upper management.
I think it's time to blame upper management because we had a couple of voicemails on the ATS Mix recorder from this gentleman that we're going to do this show with. The first message he left, I kind of thought, well, maybe not. And Johnny, we all kind of get it at the same time. And we didn't really think much about it. And then I got another one, and Johnny got another one. And then I had an email from our illustrious leader, Springer, and he said, boy, I think this guy would be a great interview. So anyway, because we don't want to disappoint our bosses, we decided we would contact this gentleman, and Johnny contacted him, and you're gonna have to make your own judgments.
Absolutely. In fact, this would probably be the time where a good verbal disclaimer that the thoughts, ideas, concepts, and everything else are not necessarily those of either
the LLC,
the co-host of AboveTopSecret.com.
I got so lost in this interview. I mean, I felt like a lamb being led to slaughter. I had no clue where we were going next. Johnny didn't either. It's not that we are in any way, shape, form, or fashion making fun of him as much as it's hard to believe some of the things that this gentleman tells us, because the only verifiable proof that we have is something that he wrote in his own handwriting. So with that,
you do have to admire, though, the dedication that he has with his thoughts and theories.
My Lord. You know,
in fact, if I recall correctly, he was even willing to handwrite you
200-page manuscript.
A 200-page manuscript to share with you. And now, with that said, let us share.
ATS Mix.
Yeah, listen up.
From Above Top Secret.
Jesus Christ.
.com. Featured interview.
Well, Dave, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to any of the voicemail messages that we've been getting lately, but we always seem to get a cornucopia of very interesting phone calls from a number of members and also listeners and guests alike, and we received this one from a gentleman by the name of John Peruca, who had a very interesting story that he tried to tell us in a very brief summary in the voicemail.
Right.
And after talking with you, I understand that you had a chance to call up this gentleman. So we've decided to bring this gentleman on to the ATS mix so that he can tell his story. It's a fascinating story that I'm hoping will clear up some questions that I have. So right now, we'd like to bring in all the way, I believe you're in Pennsylvania. Is that correct, John?
That's right. Right now, I live in Factoryville, Pennsylvania. I don't live in Oliphant anymore.
Right.
I moved about 3 years ago.
John Peruca, would you tell everybody approximately how old you are?
I'm 68.
68. The area that is in question is Oliphant, Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
That's right. It's 6 miles north of Scranton in northeast Pennsylvania.
And how long did you live there, sir?
About 30 years with my mother. And she died in 2003, and I moved to Factoryville in 2004, which is
and
about
how
20
did,
miles north.
What was the choice made to move to Oliphant?
Actually, there was no choice. My theory claims we're being controlled. And what happened was we lived in New York for about 30 years, me and my mother. I was raised in New York, in Brooklyn. We had a fire in the house. We had to move several places. We had to move. We lived in Greenpoint, Brooklyn for about 30 years. So we wound up living in Queens, in New York. My mother, we lived there 2 years, and my mother didn't have too many friends there, and the rents were rising. She didn't want to go back to Greenpoint, so she decided to go back where she lived, in where she was born and raised in Oliphant area. That's the reason we gave.
Right.
My mother wanted to escape the rising rents. It was cheaper to live in Oliphant. Plus, she go back with her family. You know what I mean? She had more friends in Pennsylvania. But that's not the real reason. The real
now, John,
reason
John,
was,
hey, John, hang on a second. Weren't you a chemist originally?
Yeah, I was assistant chemist, really.
Okay,
They put down a chemist because, you know, they wanted to abbreviate. They needed space, I guess.
Okay.
But, okay, we went to Oliphant because we thought we were escaping the rising rents in New York City. But the real reason was I'm going to participate in the secret of Oliphant, the greatest secret in the history of the world. And Mrs. Houdini, she had the same thing.
Now, when you say Mrs. Houdini, are you talking about Harry Houdini's wife?
No, she's no relation to him. What happens is there's a Miss Houdini museum in North Scranton, 2 miles south of Oliphant.
Okay.
And she moved from New York City to Oliphant to escape what she said in a newspaper article was escape the rising crime rate. But it really was that she's going to participate in the secret of Oliphant. And not only that, but Houdini, when he came from Budapest, Hungary, he was born there, he went to Appleton, Wisconsin. Now, see the connection between this? Houdini went from Hungary to Appleton. Apple.
Okay.
It's a symbol of knowledge, right?
All right.
Then he moved to New York City, the Big Apple.
I see.
See how it all connects? And the Apple's involved in this, knowledge. And not only that, but Houdini did perform, we think he performed actually in Oliphant, but we have no evidence.
Okay.
Like a scientist, I look for evidence, but we have no evidence. But we think he performed in Oliphant, but we know he performed around the Scranton area.
Right, but the lady you're speaking of, Mrs. Houdini, is no relation.
No. She has no relation. She's a world famous magician.
And she's a world famous magician.
Yeah, she and her nickname is Mrs. Houdini.
I see.
Because she started Houdini Museum 2 miles south of Oliphant, and she performs a lot of tricks, Houdini tricks, and she stores the Houdini. She owns the Jewish Temple in Oliphant, which is a very significant landmark.
And why is that?
Houdini's, well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you later. Wait. And she puts Houdini's tricks in the Jewish Temple, and she lived on one end of the block, and I lived on the other.
I see.
This is how weird it is.
That's
you know
pretty
I mean?
Weird.
I think it's really weird.
So Houdini's associate, the spirit of Houdini is all over Oliphant, evidence of him. I'll explain as time goes on.
Okay. Can I sidebar, John?
Please.
I hate to sidebar you in the middle of a training thought there, but I've got to sidebar you just for a second because I'm confused. You said that you and your mom moved to Oliphant because you wanted to escape high rents. Is that correct?
That's right. One of the reasons.
Were you already a retired chemist when you moved there?
No, what happened was the factory I worked for in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, they went out of business. Lost their job.
Okay.
They were taken over by a bigger corporation.
Okay, so now I'm going to move on to my other question. At what point when you are living there do you discover what you believe to be what you think is the secret of Oliphant?
Well, first of all, I discovered the secret of the pyramids. We moved to Oliphant in 1974.
Okay.
In 1976, I discovered the secret of the pyramids 2 years later.
You're talking about the pyramids in Egypt, correct?
Yeah. And I discovered the secret of Oliphant 20 years later, around 1997, 1998.
Well, how are the two associated with one another?
Because I claim that everything in the universe is made from pyramids of light.
Okay.
What you see in the nature is there's too many triangles in nature, but you have to use your imagination. You know what I mean? A triangle relates to a pyramid.
Right.
And, well, I discovered in 1976 that the female and the male bodies, there's just too many triangles in it. And then the next day, it was a Friday night, I remember that. And the next day, I took a walk through Oliphant, and I came to a long trail, and there was a tree there. It was an evergreen tree, and an evergreen's like a shape of a pyramid. It's really technically a right circular cone, you know what I mean? But
all right.
You abstract and simplify it, it's a triangle or pyramid. Then I took a bus ride to Scranton, and I was thinking about it, and I noticed in my mind a blade of grass is a triangle. Then I looked at the mountains outside the bus, and the mountains around in our area, they're flat. But years ago, 10,000 years ago, a mountain was a volcano, a pyramid. So I noticed that weekend, I noticed that everything God created is made from pyramids. See, and then later on, in Greenpoint, I went back to Greenpoint because I had a room there. My mother was able to take care of herself. And I went back like every couple of months because we knew a lot of people in Greenpoint. So one of my friends rented a room to me. And one day I was walking down to Greenpoint and I came to the idea. I was thinking about matter. You know what I mean? What is matter? Then the light flashed in my mind. So now I had the secret. Everything's made from pyramids of light.
Okay. See?
And so I decided to look for a mechanism that involves a pyramid and light. And I was studying like radio and TV electronics at the time. I said a lot of things, but I don't specialize in anything. And
right.
I knew that a color television works on the three colors of light, the three circles of light. You know what I mean?
It's a red, blue, and green gun, correct?
Yeah, red, blue, and green, primary colors of light. And they,
correct.
And in the middle, I noticed there was light involved, so that had one of the things I was looking for. In the middle, they formed a little triangle, a pyramid. So I knew exactly what I was looking at, you know what I mean? So I discovered that the mechanism for what I was looking for, pyramids of light.
So you're seeing triangles in everything you're looking at, and how were you able to determine that this was associated with the secret of Oliphant?
Okay, I'm getting to it. Now, these three circles, they form the primary colors of light. They form a pyramid, a triangle, you know what I mean?
All right.
And I knew at the time that most things in nature were double pyramids. So what I did was take two triangles, three circles, and I took another triangle with three circles, and I combined them. And guess what happened? A little man appeared. And I was startled.
I don't follow you about the little man.
Yeah, if you take the three circles, and I found it later, it's in a quark. And it's the same thing as the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's why the Christians worship the Holy Trinity. That's how God created us.
Was it a midget? What is this little man thing? I'm confused.
Yeah, no, I can't explain it on the phone. But if
how are we
going to
explain it?
It's on the website, one of the websites.
Okay.
You take the three circles with the triangle and three circles and combine another triangle, three circles, intersect them base to base. Maybe that'll explain it, you know what I mean? Base to base. And you overlap just the bases. And then you intersect them, you shade them in, you know what I mean? And
okay.
A man appears. And he's made out of 12 pyramids, see? And that's why I figure that Christ chose the 12 disciples, because he's made out of 12 pyramids.
Right.
Now, I think, lately, I think that the animals have 14 pyramids, but I didn't put that, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
it actually is like 14 pyramids. But, okay, so I sent it to one of the famous researchers, you know what I mean? I think it was Eric Von Daniken. And
all
he
right.
says, you think of everything as made out of pyramids. And he sent me a letter. And he said, what about the sun and moon? This is spheres. So I began to think about that, you know what I mean?
In your concept and theories here, is there anybody else in Oliphant that is aware of all this?
Yeah, well, it was in the newspaper. There's about six or seven stories about it in different newspapers. And they won't show it on television, though. I have a hard time on television with the people, you know what I mean? But I didn't figure it out. I didn't ask the answer to your last question. Okay, so I got the pyramids of light into all spheres, into everything now, you know what I mean? One day I was sitting on the roof in the Oliphant, and it was at nighttime, and I was just ready to go down, when I noticed the churches had the same pattern. The three circles, I was surrounded by seven churches, but the ones right in front of me, I was sitting in the middle of four churches. Each one had, three of them had spheres or domes, you know what I mean?
All right.
And in the middle, there was a church with a pyramid. And that was my theory. I said, how in the world did they know this? I'm the guy who discovered it. But yet, it's in the churches of Oliphant, the same pattern. That's how I came to the connection with Oliphant. That was in 1997.
And has there been any other research by universities or by some other type of science organization that has come to check out the secret?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding, man?
No, he's serious. We're asking you a question.
I put it, I don't know if I told you, but I put it in most of my, a flyer that's trying to publicize it, you know? This is the most banned theory in the history of the world. They don't want nothing to do with it. It explains a lot of things, but they don't want to use it. I got more theories. I got Einstein's beginning of unified field theory. But the least they studied for 2.5 months before they decided on it. They were confused by it, you know what I mean? But they don't want to get involved.
Who studied
it? You have to mention God and the UFO. Now, that's two strikes against it.
Who studied this? Yeah, who studied this?
Well, a lot of people. It's at the library. Right now, a lot of people studied it. But they don't want to get involved. Not the professionals. Many amateurs might want to look at it, and they talk about it to me, you know what I mean? In fact, one guy's making a movie about it now.
But somebody's going to make a movie about
it. They don't want to get involved. They kicked me out. I got kicked out of university. I almost got arrested 10 times.
For what?
Why is that?
Huh? Pardon me?
Why is that?
They don't want to get involved with this.
No, but why were you going to arrest you, John?
Well, they kicked me out of university. They try to arrest a lot of things.
But for what? What are they trying to arrest you for?
Especially the TV stations.
But why are they trying to arrest you is my question.
Well, I see things about Olive. In fact, the last weekend, something very strange occurred. And I went to one of the TV stations, and they wanted to get me arrested. They don't want to know the truth.
Yeah, but I guess
the establishment controls the truth, and you're not supposed to get... I'm like Galileo or Copernicus. Same thing. They don't want to know the truth. Nothing has changed.
But for what reason were they going to have you arrested for, though?
Because I go in there, and they say I'm interfering with them, you know what I mean? Harassing them or something. And I'm just telling them the truth.
They would have you arrested for, say, and I'm just coming up with a theory here, but like public nuisance or something like that, or what?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I see. Uh-huh.
Or, you know, distributing literature.
Okay.
But this is a controversial theory, but they don't want to know about it.
Uh-huh.
They don't want you to know about it. Even the church doesn't back me up. And I claim the Catholic Church... It's very, they're the closest church to the truth, but they won't back me up. They know about it because it was on the internet.
Hmm.
Most of their philosophy is true. It's the only thing I disagree with the Catholic Church is reincarnation. I claim we reincarnate. Everybody reincarnates, even Christ.
Now, in your voicemail that you sent us, you had mentioned something about that, I guess, people live longer in Oliphant. Is that correct?
No, I never said that.
Oh.
I just said you don't die. You're made from pure
okay.
life.
Okay.
That means you. You live many lives. It's the first scientific explanation of life after death. You're made from pyramids of light. You have a
now,
body
you're not talking about we all go zombified or anything, are you? You just mean we just continue on? Do we reincarnate?
Yeah, everybody reincarnates, according to my theory.
Ah, okay.
Then you don't have, I should go along with the people around here. I mentioned Oliphant, that you live forever. They think it's just an Oliphant. So I should have kept up with that, you know what I mean? Maybe it started a rumor, and I get more publicity for my theory. But it's not true. Everybody, you live many lives, and you're going to live many lives. Maybe a million.
Okay, I don't want to live a million. I would.
Well, whatever it is, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. But you don't die. You live forever.
If I'm an Oliphant, then I'm not going to die. I'm going to continue to recycle, in other words.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you die, your body dies, but your soul lives forever. You have a soul.
Okay.
See, now, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about because people say, like the Christians, the fundamentalists, a lot of their philosophy is right and a lot of philosophy is wrong. But they say the Bible says only you die once,
right.
and that's it. Okay, I found an explanation. I can explain that now. Because when you come back, you're a different person. You're not the same person.
Is your assertion then that more people reincarnate in Oliphant than elsewhere in the world?
No, I never said that.
No, I know that. I'm just asking. I'm trying to figure out why Oliphant would be so special then.
Because if I explain later, there's a door there to God.
A doorway to God?
Yeah,
okay.
You got the proof. You got the evidence. Not the proof, it's evidence, you know what I mean?
All right.
And Oliphant means secret of the gods. O-L-Y is in high, lofty, all knowledge, Olympus.
Okay.
As all knowledge, as in Mount Olympus, secret home of the gods.
Right.
P-H-A-N-T is in phantom, ghost, spirit.
All right, John, I got a question for you then. You know, you had directed us to two or three websites, and I happened to be on one of them. And I guess there's some several posts. You've made some, and some other people have made some. And I'd like to just read this one post and like to get you to respond to it. This particular post says, I am a retired Oliphant police officer. I would like to point out that the pyramid, which Mr. Peruca speaks of, is nothing more than an old calm dump.
Yeah, it's a condom, really. It's not a
from the mines. The high rise was built in the early 1980s on what used to be the borough municipal parking lot. The placement of the houses of worship is pure coincidence, as is the fact that Oliphant Borough has an elevation twice as high as that of the pyramids. I put absolutely no stock in Mr. Peruca's claims. The fact that he is a retired chemist leads me to question what exactly he was making as a chemist. Recreational drugs, perhaps. And this is by some guy by the name of Pokey. So, John, obviously, you know, I mean, not you have your critics. I mean, everybody has their critics. Johnny and I have our critics.
Oh, we have lots of critics.
We have lots of critics. So when somebody posts something like that, John, how do you respond to people like that that sit there and they counter whatever you believe with something that they believe? How do you counter something like that?
Well, first of all, they didn't see the evidence. I couldn't get... Remember, I told you I don't have my own computer.
Right.
And for 2 years, I was trying to get... somebody has put my theory on the website, see? And see how hard and difficult it is? It's being banned. So finally...
But John, wait a minute now. Now, how does a computer have to do with the fact that this guy asserts he's a police officer that lives in your town?
Yeah.
And the things that you're saying, he's disputing that and giving another reason. How does owning a computer have anything to do with what his assertion is?
Because the pyramid that I'm talking about, the Great Pyramid overlooking Oliphant,
uh-huh,
we have a picture of it in the 50s.
Okay.
When I moved there, it was disintegrated. You know, it was a coal dump, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it started to deteriorate. It wasn't even a pyramid. I didn't notice it. Remember, I told you, I lived in Oliphant for 20, 25 years before this.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice the pyramid there. It was gone by then. But I found a picture of the pyramid, the same coal dump, in the 50s, and it was a perfect pyramid.
Right.
So he
what
didn't
did
have
the
evidence. But once I put the evidence on the Sarah Simmons, put the evidence on our website,
right,
then all the criticism stopped.
What did the pyramid appear to be made out of?
It was a coal dump, a coal dump.
So okay.
Maybe it was 50s. It was
what is that? Can you tell me what a coal dump is? A C-U-L-L?
Coal is a residue of the leftovers of coal or something.
Okay.
Is right, that what they mine there? Is it a coal mine?
Yeah,
that they
years
mine?
Ago, they had the deep mines in Oliphant area, Pennsylvania, anthracite mines.
Okay.
And that was, I think, the residue of, there was a mixture of residue and slag and...
Okay. All right. I wasn't familiar with the term. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neither am I, really. I don't know what it is exactly, but I'm just taking a guess, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So how long have you been doing research on Oliphant?
On Oliphant, I discovered it in 1997, 1998.
So 10 years, basically.
About 10 years, yeah. But I discovered the pyramids years ago, and I discovered the unified field theory around 1980. But it just comes to me every once in a while. I start thinking about it. I read a little bit, you know what I mean? And I don't study that much. But it comes to me, the answers. But see, I knew the secret of the pyramids, and then I knew that formation of the four churches, the three circles and the three domes and the other church that formed the Holy Ghost Church that formed the pyramid. I knew that since 1976.
Well, could you share with our listeners, please, the doorway to God?
Yeah. Okay, well, let me explain, first of all. The town of Oliphant has a hidden world, and nobody knew about it. That's the main thing. Nobody knew about it.
The town is designed, was the hidden world?
The design, well, it's right in front of them.
I see.
Let me explain. The town is designed after ancient Egypt, and nobody knew it. For instance, in Oliphant, there's a Sphinx there 5 miles long. Nobody knew it.
And is it still there?
Yep, it's the borough itself. You get a map of Lackawanna County. Oliphant's part of Lackawanna County. You trace the borough of Oliphant, the boundary lines. It's a giant sphinx. And there's a map. This is funny. I was just there yesterday showing a guy because he's making a film about Oliphant. In the borough hall, in the council room, there's a map of Oliphant there. It's a giant sphinx.
Yeah, we're looking at the site now, the gtbroadcasting.com site that shows the maps.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't think you can see that. No, go to Galactic 7 Radio.
Yeah, well, I did that. I did all that. But this shows the aerial views that you're talking about on this one that we're looking at right now.
It's hard to pick. If you have a contour map, it shows up good. But I don't know other maps. It might. The Lackawanna River forms the pharaohs, face and head of the pharaoh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See, it bends around there. That's his chin.
Right.
Why do you think, John, that there is a connection between Egypt and Oliphant? I mean, it seems very strange that there would be all these similarities.
Well, I told you, there's a pyramid there, and there's the Sphinx, The churches formed the Orion constellation, and the Egyptians worshipped Orion.
I understand that, but why do you think Oliphant was chosen for that?
Because he's the door to God.
Okay.
That's the simple answer.
This would be a great segue for you to tell us about the doorway to God.
Well, let me finish this first part.
All right.
So I go into that. I told you about the pyramid overlooking Oliphant, the Great Pyramid, and the Sphinx, the Burr of Oliphant, the giant Sphinx. The churches form Orion, the constellation Orion. Now, the seven churches, six are Christian, and they surround a Jewish temple. And not only that, besides forming Orion, they also, because you don't die, the symbol of immortality is an elephant, they also form the Holy Grail. It's the same thing. And not only that, but the Holy Grail of a religion, Christ's cup, is the same as the Holy Grail of science. It's Minkowski's space diagram, who was a teacher of Einstein.
Right.
He had a space diagram. And it's a form of the Holy Grail. And they even mentioned in one of the books. They're looking for the Holy Grail of physics. It's the same as the Holy Grail of Christ's cup. And the churches formed the Holy Grail, an elephant. Okay, now it gets weirder.
Okay.
See, there's seven churches. There's six are Christian. They surround a Jewish temple. Remember I told you about the Jewish temple?
Mm-hmm.
This is right in the middle of the Orion pattern, or the Holy Grail, is a Jewish temple with a pyramid on top. Mrs. Houdini lives right next door. She owns the Jewish temple. She puts Houdini's stuff. That's how Houdini's involved in it.
Okay, now I got to stop one more time. It's just coincidence that her name is Houdini because she has not a thing to do with the real Houdini, right?
That's right.
Okay.
She's a famous witch. Well, the only thing she does, she tries to keep Houdini's name alive.
Okay, but still, is her real name Houdini, or did she just...
No, I don't want to mention it. No, it's not, no.
This is what's confusing me, John. And I'm sorry, you know, Johnny's a college guy. I'm the high school guy. So, you know, forgive me for asking what may seem like a stupid question to you, but I'm trying to figure this out, okay?
Yeah.
So, in other words, what you're telling me is this lady that calls herself Mrs. Houdini.
Well, no, she doesn't. It's a nickname that people call her. It was in the papers. Her nickname was
Okay.
Houdini.
All right. You know, see,
she doesn't call herself Houdini.
Okay. There you go. See,
she's a world famous magician, and her nickname was Mrs. Houdini.
Got it.
Because
now I understand.
She owns the Houdini Museum.
And they call her Mrs. Houdini because she runs a Houdini Museum. Got it.
That's right.
Okay.
And she lives in Olive, and she's a fan. She's like a fan of Houdini. She wants to keep his name alive. And in fact, let me say this. In fact, the motto of the Houdini Museum is Houdini's alive.
Right. I have a cat. I used to name Houdini because he was always getting out.
I attended one of her, performances.
Right,
and she does some of the tricks of Houdini. She was on television several times. She did some Houdini tricks.
How old the lady is she, John?
Oh, I don't know. I just take a guess. Maybe in the 50s.
Right.
I don't really know.
And she does an act.
Well, now I don't know. No, I don't know what she does now. I don't see her performing on television anymore. This is like 20 years ago, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't see her, but she does. I know she goes to her. She still does her and her husband or something. They do performances at the Houdini Museum, and I know they perform in schools.
Right.
To make some money, you see what I mean?
Right.
Well, now, does anybody else in Oliphant, are they aware of the secret that surrounds this area that they live in?
Well, there's a lot of people that know about it, but they don't know much about it. The whole theory is about 200 pages long. It's at the Pequa Library. Nobody goes up there. Gathers dust. A few people go up there. Once in a while, I meet somebody who goes up there and studies it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because they banned it on television. It was in the papers, though, six stories, but they don't go up there. And I can't get it. It's down in the book, see?
Yeah.
And maybe that'll help catch it on, you know what I mean? A researcher from down in southern Pennsylvania, Redden, he's a famous ghost researcher, you know what I mean? He heard about my theory, and he came up and investigated. And he gave us five pages at the end of the book. But he said, I'm proud to introduce you to the secret of Oliphant.
Okay.
But he only gave us five pages, and he did just a general summary of it, you know what I mean?
Right. I've got to ask this question, John. I mean, it's driving me nuts. I'm sitting here, my wheels are really spinning with this. Obviously, you are a passionate person and a believer of the Oliphant story and the history of the pyramids and Oliphant. My question has to do with if there are other people in Oliphant that share your passion to the degree that you have it right now.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't think so. Not okay. My patient.
Because they
don't know much about it.
Well, okay, but see,
that's the problem.
All right, this is what's driving me nuts, though, John.
Yeah.
You know, if all this stuff is there for people to see and to read about and whatever, how come nobody else in the entire town, except for you, you know, is not promoting this thing? I mean, I think it would be something you'd be holding signs out when people are driving through the town, going to another town. Hey, stop here, see our pyramids. I mean, it's driving me nuts. I don't understand why more people are not as passionate about this as you are, considering it's their town. Can you explain that to me?
Simple. They're too lazy to go up to the library and read it. And it's being banned. It's being censored.
Okay,
it wasn't a paper, six stories, but there's no pictures about it.
But this is what's okay, John. I understand all that, but why would they even have to go to a library if they live in the town? I mean, the history of Oliphant should be right there.
You would think
folklore.
You think folklore.
They don't know much about the history of Oliphant. They don't know much about it.
Well, it's like John says. Is there not some kind of folklore kind of history or story that this passed by word of mouth?
No, I'm the first one. That's why it was in the book. It's part of he put in the book of folklore. You know what I mean? But nobody. They don't go up, like we had the researcher from Wisconsin, Mary Sutherland came from Wisconsin.
I saw
her. She saw it. We took her around, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All the sites.
Right.
She put it on her internet. And now a lot of people know about the churches. They heard about that, you know what I mean? The churches from Orion. But they don't, they're not interested. I don't know. I can't answer that question, really.
Well, all right. Let me ask you this question then, if I can, John. You said that the information is in literary form there in the libraries, but nobody's taking the time to go check it out and research it, correct?
Well, it's not a book. See, in the Peckville Library, the librarian read it. You know what I mean? She liked it. And it's 200 pages. It's a report. And it's in my handwriting. I don't have it typed. It's not a book. But somebody goes up there and reads it. You know what I mean?
I see. So any of the information that you're telling us about is a handwritten copy that you have distributed and left in the library for other people to look into. Is that correct?
In fact, I'm making a copy for the Scranton Library. I asked the guy a year and a half ago if he wants a copy of it, you know what I mean? Because he knew there was a copy in the Petro Library. He says, yeah, but I don't know. That was a year and a half ago. Maybe he changed his mind. I don't know. I'm making a copy for him.
Okay,
if he doesn't want it, I'll send it someplace else.
Okay, so when you and I talked on a private conversation before Johnny ever got involved in this three-way that we're doing, when you were telling me that you wanted to mail me things, you wanted to mail me a copy of something that you have produced and have provided the library there for people to see. Is that correct? Now, am I understanding that right?
Yeah, but it's 200 pages. It takes me a month to do it.
No. I understand.
If you want it, I'll send it to you.
No. I completely understand, and I'm completely amazed that you had the time and took the time to do it. I'm just trying to ascertain that there is nothing in a library anywhere on planet Earth that has something that, except for what you have physically written yourself and provided the library for people that are interested in the history of Oliphant. Is that correct?
No, not completely.
Okay.
There's one copy in the Petro Library.
Mm-hmm. But you made that copy, though, right?
Yeah, it's about 160 pages,
yeah,
but I got 40
but you
pages
wrote
in my head.
It, right?
Pardon me?
But you wrote it, though, right?
Yeah, it's written. It's written diagrams.
Yeah, okay. Okay, all right.
Okay,
there's one copy. Let me explain. There's
one
copy in the Peckler Library. There's one copy in the Carbondale Library, and I checked on it about 6 months ago, and they still have it, you know what I mean? And there's one copy in the Roslyn, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
They have a copy.
Okay,
you know
if
mean?
One of our listeners were to drive into Oliphant and go to the library, what would they ask for? Would they go up to the counter and ask for it? And if so, what would they be asking for by name?
They have to go. There's no library in Oliphant. You have to go to the Peckville Library, which is about 2 miles north of Oliphant. It's in the Peckville Library.
Okay, so if they went to the Peckville...
It's not in the Scranton. You see on their website, I notice you're reading that about the archives, you know what I mean?
Right.
One guy says he went to the library, and there was nothing there. He checked the wrong library. I told him not to go to the Scranton Library. You check with the Scranton Library. It's not a book.
Okay.
It's just you have to go to the Petro Library.
Okay, well, if somebody went to the Petro Library.
And you have to ask the librarian for the Secret of Oliphant.
And that's the actual name of the manuscript. That's the name of the manuscript.
It's a manuscript or waiting to be published. You know what I mean? Waiting to be maybe 150, 200 years from now they'll publish it. It's like Copernicus. He published 50 copies of his theory, And nobody read it for about 100 years.
All right, well, we've given you ample time here now. Could you please now share with us your thoughts with the doorway to God concept?
Okay, well, that has to do with again, I was on a roof.
Okay.
You know, it was during the summer. Remember the summer, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And I was just about ready to go. It was dark. It was getting dark and off. And, you know, it was around the churches surrounding me. And I saw a light coming from the east to the west over Oliphant. And it was way up there. And it wasn't a shooting star because shooting stars very fast. And I've seen many of them, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it wasn't an airplane. But it did something strange. As it went over Oliphant, right over the churches. Now, this is about 30, 40,000 feet up with a jet plane flight, you know what I mean? It's way up there.
Sure.
It burst into, it exploded into a light, you know what I mean? And I didn't know what it was. I couldn't explain it. I thought it was an airplane exploded or something. So I just thought about it in my mind, you know what I mean? I was going to call up the guy in Washington. I saw a UFO. It is a UFO. It doesn't mean it's a flying saucer. UFO, you know, it means unidentified flying object.
Sure.
So I forgot about it, actually. That was like in July. And then 2 months later, I already purchased a book. It's called The Andreessen Affair. A woman was captured by a UFO in 1967.
Okay.
Then she went under hypnosis in 1976. And I read it once before. I knew she mentioned my pyramid theory. The alien being told her, this is very important. Her name, Betty Andreessen. He said, this is very important, Betty. 3-4-3-4. When he mentioned that, I knew it was my pyramid theory. It was the three circles and the four pyramids.
Right.
And he said, it's very important. Okay. On that same page, she said there's a door in there. There's a door, and the door is about to be open. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And nothing came to my mind. But on the next page, this is what hit me. She mentions an anchor 6 times.
She mentions what?
She mentions this town with an anchor.
An anchor?
And we have an anchor in Oliphant that leads into the town.
You mean like a boat anchor?
Yeah, like an anchor?
Yeah, a ship anchor. And guess what?
Okay.
Here's the mystery
about
it.
All right.
That anchor followed me and mother to Oliphant. I was on an anchor when I was a kid. Remember I told you I lived in New York?
Right.
My father worked in the New York Naval Shipyard. The anchor came from the USS Wasp. My father worked on the Wasp. They modernized it. And then when they modernized, I had a ceremony, you know what I mean? And all the kids went up, like me and my sister, we went all over the ship, the USS Wasp. And that anchor followed me and my mother, to Oliphant.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what do you mean the anchor followed you?
Well, I told you we moved to Oliphant in 1974.
Yeah, but how did the anchor follow you?
Well, it,
you mean it's the
you know,
same
I mean,
anchor?
They put it there because we're being controlled. The people in Blakely put that anchor there at the entrance of Oliphant. It's not in Oliphant. It's the entrance of Oliphant. And she saw, Betty Andreessen says, there's a door in a town. She mentioned this anchor 6 times. You know what I mean? So immediately, then I thought about that light I saw in the sky. And I said, that it was a UFO, a flying saucer, and it went through the door. It connected, right? You know what I mean? The anchor, the door, and the light in the sky.
Right.
I knew she mentioned Oliphant. So she mentioned a couple other things that connect with Oliphant.
When you say that you're being controlled or it's being controlled.
We're all being controlled.
Well, who's doing the controlling?
God. The God of control.
Okay.
I think, like, the great God, Christ and all them, they're the great gods of the universe.
All right.
God, Christ is the highest God. He's part of. In fact, in that story, Betty and Friesen story, they mentioned that he's part of the Godhead. But this lesser gods, Egyptian gods, I think the Egyptian gods that control our world, the lower gods.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why Oliphant is designed after ancient Egypt. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The lesser gods, the Egyptian gods control our world. But the great God, like Christ and all of them, they control the universe. But
in other words, there's different levels is what you're saying.
That's right, different levels. It's like any other government, like government of the United States, it's president, vice president, so forth.
So you got God, you got Christ, and then you got all the Egyptian gods, right?
Yeah, down lower.
I'm with you. All right, yeah.
Well,
okay, now here's a confirmation of that.
All right.
I like to listen to Art Bell and George Rooney, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At nighttime. And one day she had one night a woman appeared, called up, and she says, she's talking about doors into other worlds. She says, when a UFO goes through a door, it causes like an explosion. It's like the dimensions, the different dimensions of the space, you know what I mean? They collide, and they give off light. It's just a tremendous explosion of light. She explained that to me, confirmed that I saw the UFO or whatever it was, a flying saucer going through the door, an elephant. And Betty Andreessen, she talked to God. Part of her, you know, he says, the door is about to be open, and you're going to know the secrets of the universe soon. That was in 1967. And, you know, 50 or 60 years, God is nothing. So now this is coming out, all this information.
And so do you feel that Oliphant is a significant place for all this to happen?
Yeah, because it's the door there to another world. That's why elephants is designed after ancient Egypt, and all these strange things occur.
Who do you think it was that actually developed elephant with that idea in mind to create it in the image of the
They didn't
Egyptian
know about
era?
It. Nobody knew about this. God.
So they were just being controlled.
They were being controlled. We're being controlled. Nobody knew about this stuff. That's why a lot of people don't believe it. They try to, you know, they try to contradict me. They try to prove them false. But so far, nobody has proven my theory false. And that's what the theory is supposed to be. If it's not proven false, it's accepted until it's proven false. Nobody has done it yet.
Hmm.
I invite anybody. You come to Aleph and go to the library and prove my theory wrong. Find mistakes. Mary Sutherland came, and I showed her all the sites.
All right.
She took pictures and put it on. I showed the anchor, and which is a symbol of the Phoenix Bird, by the way. And
well, now, isn't Mary a empath? I mean, she claims to be able to have empathic feelings when it comes to spirits and such.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know too much about her, you know what I mean? But I talked to her several. I was on a show a couple times, and she came to Oliver, and she was more interested in the Carpenter story, the Carpenter UFO, you know what I mean?
Right.
But to me, I told her Oliver's a bigger story, because the Carpenter UFO... which I've talked to a lot of people, they've seen it, you know what I mean? They saw the light in the sky, landing in Carpenter. That's like one out of 100 stories like that, you know what I mean? Elephant's unique. The answers can be found in elephants. Some of the answers, not all the answers, you know what I mean?
The incident that happened to you where you were on the roof and you saw the UFO approach that doorway, was that the only time that you've witnessed a UFO or an aerial phenomena?
Well, one time I was on the roof again, and it was getting very cloudy. It was rainy, and it was like very cloudy and foggy. And I noticed a light coming right over Oliphant. Very close this time. It was very close. It's right maybe 500 feet above Oliphant, less than that maybe, you know what I mean? And it was strange. There was no sound, and it went right towards the anchor.
Right where?
Right towards the anchor, and it stopped right over the anchor, you know what I mean?
Oh, the anchor. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is... on the other side of the Lackawanna River, and it stopped right over the anchor. It flew, you know, it went right above the anchor. It was hoovering up there for a while, but it was so very cloudy and foggy, I forgot about it. I didn't think much of it. I thought it was a helicopter, you know what I mean?
So did it have a sound to it?
Yeah, I don't remember, really. I just don't remember. And my friends, somebody put on a website, my website, she said she saw a light over the anchor, too. She didn't want to mention it because the people think she's crazy, you know what I mean? And my friend reported a UFO over the anchor. So what I don't keep dates. I'm not a great scientist for data, you know what I mean? And it's part of my theory, actually. He saw a UFO right over the anchor somewhere. And it vibrated from the, like a double pyramid, you know what I mean? And we might have seen the same thing. But I went down and I forgot about it. I didn't get no date or nothing, you know what I mean? I don't know what I saw. But I know I saw that one in the sky. That was something unusual. It exploded. But the one near the ground over the anchor, I don't know what it was. It might have been a helicopter, might not.
John, may I ask you one last question? We're going to put up the three shortcut sites that you gave me. And, you know, look at the information that's available on the internet that you gave Johnny and I, and we'll be happy to do that. And I'm going to put a couple of pictures up from some of the sites also, so the members of AboveTopSecret.com can take a gander at those. But this anchor thing's driving me nuts. Now, I want you to tell me again, is this anchor something, a physical thing, or is it something, a spiritual thing?
No, it's a physical anchor. It comes from the USS Wasp, when I was on it.
Okay, but
my father worked on it. But, it's a physical thing. It's about 15 feet high, and it's gold, and gold is like an Egyptian color.
Okay,
and it doesn't resemble a bird, a phoenix bird.
Okay, but you said that the spaceships or the flying saucers go through this portal thing where the anchor's at. So you're telling me that there's a...
No, I didn't say where the anchor. I don't think so. I think somewhere, it was. Remember, the door is about 50,000 feet up. You know what I mean? I don't exactly, I can't center it. Somewhere over the center of Oliphant. And the anchor is about
but is the anchor up there? Is the anchor up there in the sky?
No. It's on the other side of the Lackawanna River, on the ground.
Is it in front of a building?
No, it leads into a bridge which goes into Oliphant. It goes over the Lackawanna River, the bridge, and the anchor is about 50 yards from the bridge.
If we drove there right now, if we were close enough to drive there right now, could we see the anchor there?
Yeah. It's 15 feet high. It's a monument, like.
Okay. See,
well,
okay.
Now,
thank you.
I have a question now based on what Dave was alluding to. The anchor was attached to a ship that your dad, who was in the Navy, worked on. Is that correct?
Yeah. And guess when my father died? What's the name of the ship? Well, he died on the Constellation. Guess it? Constellation. Stars.
Gotcha.
Guess what day he died?
I give up.
I remember it. May 25th, 1961. That's the date President Kennedy says we're going to the moon. Okay. Our family's connected with the space.
We don't know why that exact anchor that was on the ship that your dad worked on suddenly ended up in Oliphant. Is that also correct?
Well, they'll give you a reason. But I told you before, the real reason is going to be part of the secret of Oliphant. They can give you a reason. You know what I mean? Oh, Blakely, was one of the commanders of one of the first USS Wasp in the Revolutionary War or something.
Uh-huh.
And he lived in Blakely. The town of Blakely is named after him. That's how it's connection to the Wasp. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they put that anchor there to honor Blakely. But the real reason was they didn't know it, but they had a reason. Everybody's got a reason.
Right,
but the real reason is going to be connected to the secret of Oliphant, the greatest mystery in the history of the world. Who created Oliphant?
We have to wrap this up now. Could you tell everybody once again those websites where they could be able to view your drawings and illustrations are located at?
In general, go to google.com and punch in the secret of Oliphant.
So that's all they have
to
do.
Get some of the websites that way. Yeah,
and that's would the you main thing. Spell Oliphant for our listeners, if you would?
Oliphant.
Okay.
And you want to see the you want to see how God created you? Why you don't die? Go to Mary Sullivan's website, www.burlingtonnews.net/oliphant.html.
I'm going to give those shortcuts also.
Yeah, and you want to see the pyramid, the Great Pyramid, the Sphinx, the churches from Orion,
right?
And also the secret behind the Holy Supper. Go to www.galactic7.com.
Right.
And go on the left to John Peruca's Secrets. You have to go on the left.
Okay.
Right. And I'm going to give that shortcut also, John, for you.
Yeah.
The ATS Mix team would like to thank you for joining us at this late hour and explaining to our listeners and sharing also your thoughts about the secret of Oliphant. And we'll encourage our listeners, if they'd like to go to the links that Dave is going to post up for you. And also, I have to say that out of all the scads of interviews that Dave and I have done, this by far was one of the most confusing ones.
Well, it's
a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff to absorb, John. I got to hand it to you. You know, I'm totally confused. You lost me. What was it? That movie? You lost me at hello, or you had me at hello? You had me at anchor, John.
Yeah. Well
are you going to be continuing your research in The Secret of Oliphant?
Yeah, if something comes up. This is the first supernatural theory.
Right.
Think about it.
Well,
everything's made from pyramids of light. You don't die. Who created Oliphant? That's the main thing.
Will you keep Johnny and I abreast of any of your future
findings
and things?
Oh, we just touched the little tip of the iceberg right now.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff.
I can hardly wait.
There's 200 pages of it. A lot of math and physics, though. You know?
I love reading.
And one more time, tell our listeners what the name of that library is where your handwritten manuscript is located at.
Well, it's the Valley Community Library in Peckville, Pennsylvania, 2 miles north of Scranton, of Oliphant.
And could you
Valley
spell
Community
the name?
Valley Community Library in Peckville.
Spell that for our listeners.
P-E-C-K-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I would have never said okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten it either. Our friends and listeners, if you get a chance to, and you maybe live in the Pennsylvania area, please feel free to drop by that community library and look that up by John Peruca. And if so, feel free then to give us a jingle here at the ATS Mix show, and we will try to update our listeners when we get that. And also, John, we want to thank you once again, and please keep us informed with any new updates that you come up with.
Well, thank you for having me. I could use some publicity, you know.
Well, thanks, John. We really appreciate the time. I know it's late for you in Pennsylvania, but we really appreciate your courtesy and your time, sir.
I'll be looking for the stuff on your website.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. Okay, bye. Okay, thank
good night,
you,
John.
Good night.
Well, Johnny, you know, I have to admit that I think you hit the nail on the head when we were talking to Mr. Peruca that this has to be one of the weirdest, strangest interviews that we have ever had, because he lost me.
Well, I was
five
just going
minutes into the interview. I
just reached into the cabinet right now, Dave, for the second bottle of aspirin, and it's empty.
And I want to tell our members, we're not making fun of Mr. Peruka. There was so much stuff that just didn't make sense to me. Doesn't mean that I don't think that he believes it makes sense. You know, we started out left, and all of a sudden we're you know, 380 degrees back the other direction. I really got lost, Sean. I really did.
Extraordinary claims deserve to have extraordinary evidence to back it up.
All due respect to Mr. Peruka, you know, I mean, when he's writing a manuscript that he has, done himself, and gives it to a library, and that is the evidence, I just don't think you can consider that concrete evidence, you know, when there's nothing to... he's right about one thing. There's no way you could rebuke anything he said because it's something that he has personally written.
I know what I'm going to do if I ever get a chance to go to that public library and check out.
Have your picture taken in front of the anchor?
No, I'm going to go climb up on a roof and read it.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.